evening and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. It's the start of the postseason for the Pioneer girls basketball team. Hello everybody, Rick Grammond with you at Pioneers, hosting the 12th seeded Tigers of Rush City. Tigers in white, Rush City in letters across the front of their jerseys, blue and yellow, their highlight colors. Rush City comes in with a record of 10 wins and 8 losses. Pioneers, the 5 seed, are carrying a 12-5 mark into tonight's ball game. The winner will advance to Friday's second round against the winner of tonight's Holding Ford Royalton matchup. We are moments away from getting started. We'll come back. We'll visit with the head coach of the Pioneers. Matt Pepping joins us when we return on You Are There Sports.
Are you wanting the hottest new Verizon phone but are just a little hesitant to make the switch? Maybe it's the thought of transferring all your info over, or maybe it's just learning something new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in for the Design and Painless. We do all we can to make sure that you leave our store with what you want and set up how you like it. Experience the design difference and get the best customer service today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, head coach Matt Pepping, and here it is, postseason time, March Madness, whatever you want to call it, but it's Rush City tonight, and time to turn it up to another level, coach.
Yeah, we got to play well tonight. Rush coming in top. Haven't played the schedule we have, but they're a winning team, so they know how to win.
What have you learned, been able to see on film, everything kind of YouTube or whatever technical aspects you're able to glean or talk to coaches?
Yeah, we had to give them two, and they gave us two. So a little different than years prior, but 34 is their best player. We got to take care of her tonight. 10th grader, they're pretty young. They do have some seniors, but they're young overall, and hopefully we can pressure them.
Is that the part of the game you hope to exploit a little bit is get out front, you know, get on them, maybe get some transition points?
Yeah, get out and run, make buckets, man defense, lick the pressure, and suffocate them a little bit.
You get Ashley Kimmon back. It's another piece off the bench for you. I don't know how much she's going to be able to play. You know, conditioning might be a factor or whatever, but just to have another player available.
Yeah, another body because we're not very deep with the way it is. So just a girl to give us a couple minutes, and that'll be nice. She hasn't practiced in 5 or 6 days, so we'll see.
Speaking of the bench, now with no JVs anymore, does that change your rotation thinking? Are there players that might get shuffled, when you look down the line a little bit?
Probably not. Okay. Maybe one of them, but right now we're kind of set on the eight or nine that we go to regularly. here we are. It's a 5-12 matchup. Surprised that that this is the way it turned out? Are we kind of talking to you in Uppsala that I thought this might be the way it goes?
Yeah, I thought we would be a 5 after we won in Uppsala, and I didn't know who would get that tiebreaker because the tiebreaker margin were so thin, and it kind of determined on if Rush won or if Rush lost and what Royalton did. But we're here. We're playing Rush.
You've got a senior team, you know, pretty dominated with seniors outside of your star in the lineup. But this time you really lean on that experience.
Yeah, they obviously want to go out in this gym with a good positive memory. So hopefully we can make it tonight.
Coach, good luck.
Thanks.
What hopefully is a long playoff run, and they'll do it tonight.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers.
All right, we are ready to start the 2021 postseason. And Piers and Rush City set to tip it off here tonight as Emily Daler steps into the circle. And 60-year veteran referee John Leeser makes the toss. It's controlled to Piers to get things started. And right away, it's Kiara Olish going up and missing a shot with Amelia Thompson pulling down the rebound. Front court comes Rush City, 10-8 on the season. Pioneers with their normal starting five by Strohmeyer. Kayla Diedrich, freshman guard, into the lane. Back out to the top of the key. This is Allie Rude, and a travel is called. Turnover on the Tigers. It's Kayla Diedrich, Madison Biermeyer, Allie Rude. Starting five for the Tigers tonight as they get underway here in Piers. About a two-hour drive for the Tigers. Here's Courtney Strohmeyer. First shot for her tonight is a little bit off, and the rebound is pulled away by Diedrich, the freshman. And Daler defends on Thompson. Thompson up front. Threads a pass inside. They'll get a shot off short. And that was Alexis Ertz. Lead pass ahead, and there's Strohmeyer across for Gertz, and Alyssa scores! Gertz puts the Pioneers on the board. Just over a minute into the contest. Rush City looking at the Pioneers zone, looking to enter, trap in the corner, and a blocking foul's coming on Kiara Olish. Pioneers in their home black for maybe the last time. They would need an upset to stay here. Olish, her first, team's first. All of the tournament is played at the site of the higher seed due to COVID restrictions. Up front is Biermeyer. Now to the wing right side. Daler leaning in, shot underneath, hit the bottom of the backboard, retrieved by Rude, and scores. Allie Rude ties it at 2-2. As the D, it's kind of a 1-3-1. Top of the key. Sedlowski, Emily, one dribble to the left arc. Had it knocked away and stolen, and the Tigers get a turnover as Madison Biermeyer poked it loose. 16 minutes to play. To the wing. Working her way out front now is Ertz. Ertz had it stolen by Olish. Olish is going to take it in. Spins, goes up with the left hand, and it was halfway down and came out. Oh, you couldn't have been more through the cylinder and not score. 15:40 to go. Each three-pointer is up and good from the left wing. Allie Rude has all five for the Rush City Tigers, and they take their first lead at 5-2. Right away, Katie Leidenfrost will sprint to the scorer's table, and we get a blocking foul called. This is going to go on Madison Biermeyer. Her first, team's first, and here comes Katie Leidenfrost, and she'll replace Alyssa Gertz. The head coach from the sideline, it's Olish into junior guard, Katie Leidenfrost to the top. Top of the key three, a little bit long by Courtney. Long rebound to mid-court, finally run down by Sedlowski. Here's Olish looking to cut inside, lay it up softly with the two. And it's 5-4 as Olish gets her first field goal. There's a tip by Strohmeyer. Courtney's going to go in the other end. Courtney gives Piers the lead. Steal and layup for Strohmeyer, and it's 6-5. By the way, John Leeser, Tom Buddy, and Chris Borer And a little baseline jumper, no. And we have a held ball. This will go to the Rush City Tigers. Leidenfrost tied up inside with Alexis Ertz. 14-5. Baseline, left pass in, rolling inside, quick catch and shoot, short. That was Thompson. Here comes Strohmeyer looking ahead for Leidenfrost. Katie finds a trailing. Olish goes right to the basket, and Olish again for two. And it's an 8-5 here. This Kiara's getting inside and wreaking havoc. Backcourt now for the Tigers. Ertz into the lane, weaving through. This is Rude from the left baseline. No rebound by Katie Leidenfrost. Katie pushing tempo. Nobody stopping the ball. Katie's still going. Finally goes down to Courtney Strohmeyer in the corner at the end of the Tiger bench. Top now for Olish. To Emily Sedlowski. We've played just over 4 minutes here tonight. 8-5. Pioneers. Here's Olish again to the basket. And scoring in Kiara with 6 points. The last six, as a matter of fact, and it's 10-5. Pioneers. Backcourt. Almost stolen by Courtney, and whistle, and a double dribble is called on Diedrich. Just enough of pressure by Courtney Stelenzen. Checks in, a sophomore. And number 30 is Grace Folkova, a sophomore. Olish, Sedlowski, Leidenfrost, Daler, and Strohmeyer with 13 and a half to play. Here's Courtney. She go up, and oh, halfway down and out. Rude clears it, and here comes Allie Rude, daughter of the AD over in Rush City. Had a nice visit with him. Here's Leidenfrost forcing a dead ball in front of the Pioneer bench. Into the lane, just firing it up and getting the friendly bank. Lenzen. She just threw it up and it fell in. Now here's Leidenfrost through traffic. Her shot blocked and a held ball, I believe, is going to be the call. Yes. It'll stay with Pierce on the alternating arrow. 10-7 in favor of 5th-seeded Piers, leading 12th-seeded Rush City, a 10-8 record for the Tigers coming over here. Bounced into Katie Leidenfrost. Katie comes out top for Olish. Under 13 minutes to play. Olish hands it off to Katie. Now right side for Sedlowski. Back for Olish. Little ball fake. Reverses field. Lost a defender, but another help defender for the Tigers. Comes three-pointer. Courtney Strohmeyer has five, and the Pioneers have gone up 13-7 on their home. Mike Strohmeyer on the air ball miss. Lead pass ahead has Leidenfrost, and her pass tipped and stolen by Folkema. Here comes Ertz. Ertz challenges, and Pioneers, ooh, they cannot get the lead pass ahead. And it goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Rush City at midcourt as Emily Harold and Alyssa Gertz return. And in for the Tigers is number 42, Megan Dick, a junior guard. So it's Gertz, black-clad Pioneers right now. Up 13-7 on the Tigers. Through traffic, Emily Harold with a steal. Lead pass ahead. Here comes Alyssa Gertz. Alyssa lays it up off the front of the rim. Harold saves it into Alyssa. She'll get a second chance. That tipped off. No. Leidenfrost another rebound. Left side three. Olish off. There's Harold all alone. And finally they get it to go. And a timeout Tigers. Emily Harold. Finally they get it to go. And the Pioneers have gone up by 8. 15-7 with a Rush City timeout.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil. Natural, healthy, perfect.
Rush City takes their first time out, trying to get the momentum back in their favor. They've fallen behind here, 15-7 to Pierce. Timeout over. Teams back to the court. Leidenfrost, Harold, Gertz, Olish, Sedlowski. And thrown away, tipped into the backcourt, retrieved by Rush City. Right in front of the scorer's table, and what do we got? We got a turnover, a traveling call by official trailing the play, Mr. John Leeser. Here comes Olish, looking over the Rush City defense. Gertz pops out to the wing, takes the pass to kind of start the offense. Here comes Harold now right side into the lane for Leidenfrost. Back out for Olish, little bunner by that time. Back to Olish, out well behind the arc, just to the right of center. 11-10 to play. Sedlowski holds it, looking right side, Leidenfrost now. Katie works it back high for Emily Harold. Harold defended by Allie Rude. Now Gertz has it right wing. Left side for Kiara. The longest possession here for the Pioneers in this first six-plus minutes. Katie Leidenfrost looking to drive the lane. Got stopped, so she restarts it. Now loose ball inside. Here comes Rush City off a turnover. And we're going to have a blocking call on Emily or Kiara Olish. And that's kind of key. That's the second on Kiara. And we'll see what Matt Pepping decides to do. He's got Emily Daylor and Courtney Strohmeyer at the scorer's table. They come in. Diedrich is back. And so is Thompson for the Tigers. Olish is out and Leidenfrost is out. Sideline for Emily Sedlowski right in front of Grandma and Grandpa. Pass comes into the Tigers on the perimeter. Driving and working on Daylor is Rude. Offensive rebound back up and in. That's good work by Ertz. Rude found Ertz in tight quarters and Ertz finishes for a bucket and a screen and roll with Alyssa Gertz. Doesn't pan out. Goes now for Emily Harold. Driving on Rude. Rude keeps her off the lane, so they restart out front. Inside Gertz turns, shoots, and got it to drop. Alyssa Gertz has four. Hit the back of the rim, went straight up in the air. Finally came down. There's Sedlowski reading a pass. Emily will go in and miss a layup. Gertz follows. That doesn't go. Harold, a third try, scores. And Harold's got four off the bench. The senior with a very productive couple of minutes here off the bench for Coach Pepping. And Emily almost with a steal. They might get her for a foul. She raced in trying to steal that, and she will get charged with her first. Little bit late. She saw what I saw, that pass. And just a little bit late. Ella Wood, a junior guard, checks in for the first time, and she will have pass-in responsibilities in front of her. Here's 19, Rush City 9, about 9.5 minutes to play here in Piers tonight. Diedrich, bounce pass hit the shins of her teammate. And then Diedrich travels. Turnover on the Tigers. And it'll be Emily Harrell to throw it in to Emily Sedlowski. Gertz and Strohmeyer and Daylor on the other end of the court as the Pioneers look to expand their lead. It's 19-9. Courtney will try from the left side to add three just off, but another offensive board for the Pioneers. This time Daylor. Emily on the right side. Here's Sedlowski cutting down the middle of the lane and scoring. Emily scores her first two. And we go under 9 minutes to go, and it's a 21-9 lead. Now Sedlowski, another steal. Sedlowski up for two more. Back-to-back layups for Emily Sedlowski. And it's a 14-point lead, 23-9. Here come the Tigers. Thompson, eight-footer, in and out. Follow-up by Diedrich comes off. Another work. This will send Alexis Ertz to the free throw line. As the foul indicated against the Pioneers, Emily Harold, and that's her second. So both Harold and Oler, a 5'10 junior for this Rush City Tiger squad. 8:37 to play. So it's good. Ertz with 3 points, and now Madison Gall will come in for Emily. 20-10 pending this free throw. And she sank them both. 8-point lead, 8.5 minutes to play in this playoff opener. Strohmeyer on the left wing looking for an Alyssa Gertz screen and roll. Got it to Alyssa deep. Alyssa left hand, nice execution. Alyssa Gertz has six. And the old pick and roll is fundamental, but it works. 25-11. Wood pass almost tipped away by Madison Gall. Retrieved by Ella Wood. She works her way to the wing. Had it deflected by Gertz out of bounds. It stays with the Tigers of City. 8:06 mark. Wood to throw it in. Front court. And she'll go down to the corner where an open look for Ertz is long and it comes right down into the waiting hands of Madison Gall. Gall fires it ahead now to Strohmeyer. She thought about it, throws it inside to Gertz. The hot hand for Alyssa. Little bit short. Rebound to the baseline. Saved in by Daler. Pioneers getting a lot of second, third chances. And now Strohmeyer drives and we're going to get an offensive foul, I believe, on Courtney. Yep. Every player in uniform thought it was a shooting foul, except the referee who called Courtney for pushing off on the shot. And now I think Coach Pepping just realized it too. He goes, what? Emily Daler and I just made hiking well. 7:49 to play. Piers 25, Rush City 11. Pioneers applying some half-court pressure. Gall defending on the ball. Now they get it across the line to Allie Rude to the corner. 15-footer for Diedrich, rattles around and off. Rebound up, and that doesn't go. And finally, Strohmeyer off the miss. Here comes Courtney, the senior. Lead pass up the wing left side for Gertz, trailing back to Courtney. Right side for Madison Gall, wearing number one. Maddie puts it on the floor, waits for Daler to come over. Daler works it to Gertz, now to Katie Leidenfrost. Katie, trapped out front, had it deflected, gets it back to Daler. They'll reset. Strohmeyer right side in front of the Tiger bench. 7:05 to go. That time the pick and roll didn't work as they worked it with Strohmeyer and Daler that time. Gall out top for Daler. Tigers a little stiffer defensive test the last 2 or 3 minutes. Here's a nice baseline drive for Leidenfrost and finding Strohmeyer in the corner for two. But that was a lot of work put up by Katie Leidenfrost to get a teammate a good look. And Courtney says, thank you very much. Strohmeyer with seven. Right corner now to Thompson. They trap her. She fires it back out front. Almost stolen as it did get through to Grace Folkema. Back for Thompson. 15-footer off. Inside position by Diedrich. Lost it to Daler. 6:20 to go, and Pierce keeps their foot on the gas. Here's Gall down deep in the right corner. Madison back out for Daler to Strohmeyer left side, about 3 feet behind the arc. Dumps it inside. There's Gertz open. Swatted out by Tom Pioneers. Boy, that was another good pick and roll. That's been the play of choice tonight for the Pioneers. They'll inbounds with Leidenfrost. A couple of subs come back in, including Taylor Lenzen, who's got a couple of points tonight off the bench. Leidenfrost will throw it in with 6:08 to go. It comes in to Daler. Emily for Gall. Defended by Lenzen. Now it's in the hands of Alyssa Gertz. And it's Pioneers 27, Rush City 11. Pick and roll was high that time. They didn't attack it so much that time. Gall right side. Got a strong Daler screen that stopped Lenzen's progress as the ball carrier. Guarded by Lenzen. 5:40 left in the half. 16-point lead for Pierce. Here is Leidenfrost stopping out for Gertz. Top of the key between the logo and the three-point line. Gertz wrestles it away from Folkema and gets it over for Leidenfrost. Here's Madison Gall down for Katie. Katie had a little trouble ball handling. There's a scramble. Loose on the floor and whistle and a timeout for Coach Pepping. Not a lot of rhythm on that set, and Pioneer coach Matt Pepping will use his first timeout. It comes with 5:15 to play, and the Pioneers up 16 here over Rush City, 27-11.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Insurance Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design, Patrick's Bar, Bootleggers Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
All right. Timeout is over. Each coach has used one. We've got 5:15 to play here in the first half. It's Piers 27 visiting Rush City 11. Katie LaFrost will inbounds in front of the Tigers bench. Katie looks back door for Daler, catches it. Little far underneath the hoop, though, to get a good shot off, so she goes to Strohmeyer. Now here's Gertz to the right side of the lane, and it's short hop to Madison Gall, and Maddie can't handle it. And with 5:08 left, the Tigers get the ball back. Pioneers with some pressure here. Gertz on the ball, still in the backcourt. They do a nice job handling that. Now Strohmeyer gets a steal. Courtney up and fouled as she went in hard. And Courtney will go to the line. Courtney. And the foul is on Rude, her first foul. And it's a two-shot opportunity for senior Courtney Strohmeyer. 5 minutes exactly to play. First for Courtney is good. 8 for Courtney. Good balance tonight for the Emily Sedlowski 4, Emily Harold 4, and now 9 for Courtney Strohmeyer. 29-11. Piers by 18, under 5. To the left wing, and a foul coming on Katie Leidenfrost that'll send Grace Fulkema to the free throw line. Katie gets her first. Teams. That one is wide left, no good. Pioneers by 18 here. The winner gets the winner of tonight's Holding Ford Royalton game. Holding Ford the 4 seed, Royalton the 13. 12 with 4:45 to go. Leidenfrost through the logo at midcourt for Courtney Strohmeyer on the left side. Into the lane, Courtney puts it up and scores. Courtney Strohmeyer has 11 first half points, and it's 31-12 with 4.5 minutes to go. Across the timeline in front of the bench. Oh, losing her footing and picking up a loose ball is Daler. And then her lead pass gets to Gall, and she will slow it and finally take it across midcourt. Awkward play. Fortunately, nobody got their feet tangled and tripped up there. Here comes Madison Gall on the right side. Little ball fake gets her to the baseline, but cut off there. Out top again. Daler's three right side. Good! Swish for Emily Daler. And that's the first points for the senior, Emily Daler, tonight. And it's 34-12. Front court. Leaner inside is off. Rebound. Daler off the miss from Taylor Lenzen. And the Pioneers push it ahead. 3:45 to go. Courtney Strohmeyer looking. Cross the way for Gall. Madison stopped her dribble. Now Daler pops out high. Left side for Katie Leidenfrost. Ball fake. Baseline drive. Blocked. Loose ball. Has the Tigers' Megan Dick picking it up. And they'll walk it up court with Alexis Ertz from the left side. A short three and another rebound pulled away by Emily Daler. 3:15 to go in the first half. Piers 34, Rush City 12. Gertz sets the screen. Courtney doesn't use it, and we're going to get a blocking foul on the Tigers. And that's on Allie Rude. She had their first 5 points tonight, and now Olish and Sedlowski will return. 4 new Tigers are coming in, including Madison Biermeyer, one of the starters. Another starter, Kayla Diedrich, back out on the court. Amelia Thompson's out there. Ella Wood, a reserve, is in. Here is Daler scooping one up, and it rolled around. Did a full 360. Trip around the iron and popped out. Under 3 to play, 34-12. Back door to Wood. She didn't like her options there, so she works it back to the wing, guarded by Olish. Kiara's got to be careful. 2 fouls. Now Diedrich has the ball. 2:45 to go. Diedrich to the wing. Down to the corner. Nice defense by Sedlowski. Looking for a pick and roll are the Tigers. Biermeyer in the left corner. Inside, ball deflected out of bounds. Touched last by a Pioneer hand. So with 2:31 to play, Rush City will inbounds, trailing 34-12. Ella Wood lobs it out high, and Emily Sedlowski has it, and there goes Emily. She'll choose the right side and score it. She had her pick of left-hand layup, right-hand layup, and a natural right-hander. She got it to go, and a six-point night so far for Emily, and that's the second Rush City timeout, and it comes with two.
Treat Appears is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with bacon and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
It's Piers 36, Rush City 12 here with a couple of minutes to go in the first half. Rush City, before that, at Hinckley Finlayson. They come in over their last six games, 3-3. Tigers ball, 2:20 to play. They bring it up with Diedrich into the front court, guarded by Olish. They want to run their offense. Thompson dribbles down low for Biermeier. Had her shot partially blocked by Sedlovsky. And then Gertz's pass on the outlet a little bit behind the wing, and it goes right to Miney Polkamp by Courtney Strohmeyer. Good pick there by Wood, picked off Courtney, but the bounce pass was intercepted by the Pioneers, and another turnover here. Olish up and in, and it's 38-12. 38-12, Pioneers with a 26-point lead. Final 1:35 to go. Tigers ball in front of the Pioneer bench. Wood works her way out front. Diving strong but missing. And Strohmeyer with another authoritative rebound. Here comes Olish. Up and in for two more. Pioneers already with two girls in double figures. Strohmeyer with 11. Olish with 1:08 to play. Diedrich bounces down to the near corner. Screen. Pioneers talking over their defensive switches. And oh, a near steal. That was almost another breakaway for Emily. That pass from the right wing to the left side was just tipped off the fingertips of Emily Sedlovsky. It stops the clock with 58 seconds. Piers 40, Rush City 12. Tigers inbounds, midcourt. Across from the scores table, and they can't get it in. A 5-second violation is called. And Piers, I don't think they will hold it for the final shot. They'll work and get the first shot they like. And do we have a sub in? Well, we do. Let's see who stepped on the court. Somebody replaced Biermeier. Gertz has it, throws it into the post for Daler, kicks out. Olish on the three-point line, a little bit short. Daler chasing, flips it over her shoulders, comes to Olish again. Her shot blocked and picked up inside by Lenzen. Off to Kayla Diedrich, 38 seconds to go. Pioneers defending. Strong drive again on the baseline results in a Pioneer foul. Lenzen will go to the line. 32 seconds to play in the half. Courtney gets her second. This is a shooting foul for Tayla Lenzen. First one is no good. Lenzen has two. Now Gall comes in. Leidenfrost also coming in. Courtney will come out with her two fouls to protect her. And likewise, Olish comes out. She also with two fouls. So that's a protection-type move by Coach Pepping. Free throw is good on the second try. Lenzen has 3 points in the half. 28 seconds as Sedlovsky takes it across midcourt. Left side for Madison Gall with 23. Madison out top again for Gertz with 20. Right side, Leidenfrost dribbles, reverses to the right side, back to the left. Daler has it out top with 14. Now Sedlovsky beats her defender with the dribblers with 10 seconds. 8 for Emily. 5 seconds left in the half. Quickly, Thompson will put up a long three. It's off, and we've got one more rebound for Alyssa Gertz, and that's halftime. Piers in control at the break. Pioneers 42. Tigers 13 as the teams have played one half of the Section 6 AA playoffs.
When's the last time you cuddled up while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We have a few great things for you in March. Starting March 8th, we have a full-time person on staff in Piers to work on electric motors immediately so you can take them home the day you bring them. Also in Piers, we'd like to get rid of our 2020 Troy-built snowblower inventories. So stop in, see Bill, get a good deal, and be ready for 2021 winter season. There are great deals on Purina and Hubbard cattle minerals, Crystal Lake tubs, select Land O'Lake milk replacers, and Napa filters. One unlucky event for March, though, is our annual meeting. We will not be having our annual meeting in person due to the current pandemic. We ask that you come to Buckman March 10th through the 16th to pick up your patronage checks, annual report, manager report, and vote. Voting must be done in person in Buckman. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we are at halftime of this Section 6AA first-round game with fifth-seeded Piers ahead 42-13 over number 12, Rush City. So take a look at the Tigers' scoring stats for head coach Erica Metzke-Stoltz. They are led by Allie Rude, has 5, Alexis Ertz with 4, 3 for Taylor Lenzen, and Grace Folkema with 1. Playing but not scoring were starters, Kayla Diedrich, Madison Biermeyer, and Amelia Thompson. And off the bench, Ella Wood and Megan Dick. For the Tigers from the free throw line, 4 for 6. Coach Stoltz used 2 timeouts. She has 3 remaining. Foul situation, only 1 player has 2. That's Allie Rude, and 1 on Madison Biermeyer. So no real foul trouble, but I don't think that's going to have a significant impact one way or the other on the game for either team. Now the Pioneer totals. And they are plentiful. 11 first-half points for Courtney Strohmeyer. Also in double figures at the break is Kiara Olish with 10. Emily Sedlovsky is a field goal away. She's got 8. Alyssa Gertz, 6. 4 for Emily Harold, 3 for Emily Daler. And playing but not scoring, Madison Gall and Katie Leidenfrost. Piers only 2 free throw attempts. They were from Courtney, and Courtney made them both. 1 timeout for Coach Pepping. He's got 3 girls with 2 fouls apiece. Kiara Olish, Courtney Strohmeyer, and Emily Harold. And off the bench, Katie Leidenfrost has 1. It is Piers 42, Rush City 13. We're at halftime. We'll take a look at tonight's playoff schedule, along with some section individual wrestling results when we return to Piers on You Are There Sports.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
All right, the Pioneers are back out on the court shooting around their warm-ups. We haven't seen the Tigers return yet. In 6AA tonight, these are the first-round matchups. Number 1 seed Albany is host to number 16 Long Prairie Gray Eagle. The winner of that game will get the 8-9 winner. That is 8th seed Malacca hosting number 9 Spectrum School out of Elk River tonight. The 5-12 seed game is this one, Piers hosting Rush City. 4th seed Holdingford is hosting 13th seeded Royalton. The winners play each other Friday night at the high seed site. The bottom half of the bracket has 3rd seed Pine City, home to number 14 Mora. The winner of that game will take on either number 6 St. Cloud Cathedral or number 11 Kimball. And then the final bracket is number 7 Foley hosting number 10 Osakis, with number 2 seed Sox Center at home to number 15 Melrose. That's 6AA. In 3AA tonight, you've got Atwater Cosmos Grove City at the number 1 team in the state, and ACGC, the 8th seed, against number 1 ranked New London Spicer, who hasn't lost. ACGC hasn't won. Number 6 Morris Area Chicago Alberta is at number 3 Eden Valley Watkins tonight. In 5AA, 12th seed Maple Lake is at number 5, Holy Family Catholic. In 7AA, 4th seed Crosby Ironton is home to number 13, Two Harbors. And 14th seed Aiken is at number 3 seed Pequot Lakes. No real boys tournament action tonight. That all gets underway tomorrow, including the Piers Pioneers. They open up 7AA play on this court tomorrow night. The Blue Devils of Virginia come down from the range looking to avenge last year's playoff loss in Duluth. Piers a 6 seed and the Blue Devils are 11 seed. We'll be back with the second half after this.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, the second half is underway. Rush City's got the opening possession, and they turn it over. A steal by Emily Daler, and here comes Pierce. Here's Courtney Strohmeyer. Inside intended for Sedlowski. Scramble, held ball. Pierce gets the arrow. All of 19 seconds. We're likely going to see some bench players get in here. It'll just be how long Coach Pepping wants to leave the starting unit out. Pierce up commandingly, 42-13. It comes into Sedlowski. Back to Olish. Takes it right to the basket and scores. Olish with 12 points tonight. She now leads everybody with 12. Courtney's got 11. Here comes Kayla Diedrich. And there's Olish scrambling on the floor to knock it loose, forcing a bad throw. And it results in a breakaway layup for Emily Sedlowski. And Emily's got 10. And now Coach Pepping waves down the bench, and it's Leidenfrost, Harold, Gall, and we'll see our first Ashley Kimmons sighting tonight. Ashley rejoining the team, and guess who? Steal, and here comes Sedlowski again. This time it's sent out of there. That time Diedrich got back to block the shot. Now the subs will come in. And the only one staying on the court for the Pioneers is Emily Taylor. Ashley playing her first game. She was out due to close contact tracing the last couple of games. So good to see Ashley back out there as she sees her first action. It's Harold to Taylor, cutting and scoring off the inbounds. Emily Taylor with five. And the Pioneers have scored the first 6 points out of the break to open up now a 48-13 lead, and a carry is called on the ball handler, Kayla Diedrich. And they give it up, and into the lineup comes Taylor Lenzen for Diedrich. We're gonna have Alyssa Sedlowski, Lindsay Strohmeyer, Brittany Schomer, Kenna Adi, Brenna Dickman before too long, I would guess. Here's Ashley Kimmon on the wing. Out to Emily Harold. Harold firing it back for Madison Gall. Madison looking to find an opening in the lane. There have been a number of those. Here's Katie Leidenfrost. Ooh, she reversed field. She was deep in the lane. Came back out. Now Gall gets loose. Left-hander from Madison. Oh, halfway down and out. Tipped out by Kimmon. It'll stay with the Tigers. When Ashley checks in, she can say hi to Mom and Dad. Billy Joe, her mom, is the scoreboard operator, and her dad, Steve, is running the scorebook for the Pioneers. Here's a wild shot missed badly by the Tigers, and it results in an easy rebound for Pierce, leading Leidenfrost on a break up court. Tipped away by Alexis Ertz, stays with Pierce. Gall to the corner for Kimmon. Back for Katie. Likes what she sees from deep, and it's just short. Boy, that was on target, just a little bit short. Back the other way now comes Lenzen. Lenzen leans in. Good job by Pioneer guard Madison Gall to take the charge. Lenzen went ramming into Gall. Her first foul, first of the half on the Tigers. 15:45 to play. Pierce 48. Rush City 13. Madison Gall now. Little ball fake, stops, little pick and roll with Daler. Daler drifts into the lane trying to position herself. Now Harold looking for room inside. For Daler out top of the key, switch! Three for Emily. She's up to eight. That's her second three-pointer of the night. 51-13, a 9-0 run to start the second half for the Pioneers. Into the post, and Daler with a steal! Daler a little behind the back dribble and then lost it. And we have a turnover, I believe. We got a foul called. They gave Emily Daler the foul. Her first, Pioneers first of this half. And Biermeyer will check out. Wood will inbounds. 15:05 to play. Pierce 51-13. Bounce pass to the wing right side. Thompson loops it inside, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Ashley Kimmon. Trying to stop the entry pass to the high post. It is number four. First on Ashley, second team foul. That'll bring Alyssa Gertz in for Emily Daler. Here comes the guard through the top. Taylor Lenzen threw it behind Ella Wood. I don't think Wood was anticipating that pass. She was going to set a screen, and the ball whizzed right over her shoulder. Back to the Pioneers. Leidenfrost looking over the Tiger D. 14:40 to play here in Pierce. Leidenfrost loops it ahead. Gall, nice leaping catch on the wing. Now Madison delivers inside, gives Alyssa Gertz a chance, but that was blocked. Back out to Gall. Gall gets inside, banks it up, but missed. Rebound for Allie Rude of Rush City. Cuts to the middle of the court. Now a little swipe at the ball by Emily Harold. Stop Rude's progress. She finds a cutter, Ertz, to the basket. She left it short on the iron, and the rebound controlled by sophomore Kimmon. 14:10 to play, 51-13, Piers. This is Harold off for Gall. Madison for Ashley Kimmon. Inside, Gertz is open and missed it. Little contact, they play on, and Gertz finally a bouncing ball rebound. Here's Kimmon off for Harold. Emily's three, good! Harold swish! Emily Harold has seven! And it's a 12-0 run to start the second half. Leidenfrost stops the ball handler, Diedrich, in her tracks. Now to the left side. Through traffic, Megan Dick, and a whistle, and we have a blocking foul coming on Emily Harold. It'll be number three on Emily. And it's the third Pioneer foul of this half. It comes with 13:29 to go. And we are getting Emily Sedlowski, Courtney Strohmeyer, and Emily Daler in for Gall, Kimmon, and Leidenfrost. The throw-in will come on the right baseline by Alexis Ertz. Goes into the corner for Allie Rude. Rude against Alyssa Gertz. Stopped her dribble, kind of leaning backwards, trying to keep her balance. And a pretty wise baseball play. She knew she was in no man's land or no girl's land, and she just, as she was falling, rifled it off the foot of Alyssa Gertz, and it ricochets out of bounds. Stays with the Tigers near the end of their bench with 13:20 to play. Pass into Grace Folkema, guarded by Courtney Strohmeyer. Courtney denies the bounce pass intended inside for Ertz, and it deflects out of bounds. It'll go back to Rush City. Again at the end of the baseline. Entry pass into the point. This is Taylor Lenzen. Harold defending. Drive by Rude, and her pass to the corner is out of bounds. Intended for Diedrich with 13:07 to go. And Coach Stoltz wants her team to press here. See if the Pioneers can handle this. It comes into Courtney Strohmeyer. Loops it over middle of the court for Emily Sedlowski. Emily off for Harold. Emily Harold looking to drive. Nice defense there by the Tigers. Inside, Gertz puts it up and missed it. Trying to angle her body there, and then a foul is called. And it's on Alyssa. First on Alyssa. Fourth team foul. Alyssa was kind of right under the rim of the basket, and so when she caught that pass, she had to lean one way to the right. And it ended up being off target. Otherwise, it would have been a pretty easy bucket. Just the fact that she caught the ball right under the rim made it more difficult. Good entry pass from the guard Lenzen. Little one-hand, little wraparound pass results in an Alyssa Gertz reach-in foul. That's back-to-back fouls on Alyssa. That's five team fouls on Pierce. We're down to 12:41 to go. If it's 35 or more at the 9-minute mark, we go to running time. Right now it's a 41-point margin. Long three is off. Rebound controlled by Emily Harold. Here comes Emily. Pass ahead for Alyssa Gertz. Gertz comes back out for Harold. Now Courtney Strohmeyer against Rude. for Sedlowski. He had it poked away. Daler off for Harold. A three short. Daler puts it up and in. Emily Daler for two more. And Emily joins the double-digit scoring club with 10 points tonight. And Coach Pepin's looking down the bench, and he's going to make some changes here pretty soon as the Tigers will give it up. Coach Pepping is talking to Brenna, to Kenna, to Brittany, Lindsay, Alyssa. Pioneers to throw it in with Harold. Got it near the baseline to Courtney Strohmeyer. These seniors probably playing their final minutes on their home court, barring an upset in the tournament that would bring the Pioneers back as a high seed. Harold, top of the key for Gertz. Alyssa, off to the left wing. This is Emily Sedlowski. Daler out top. Daler for Strohmeyer. Three-pointer. Count it! Daler with a splash on pass to Courtney Strohmeyer. And Courtney adds one to her all-time total. Her second three tonight, and she's got 14, and the lead is 46. Shot up and a foul on Alyssa Gertz, her third, and it'll be free throws on a two-shot opportunity for Rush City's Alexis Ertz. 11:21 to go.
Alyssa Gertz, her third.
Pioneers will be sending five individuals to Foley on Saturday as Ertz misses the free throw. Rush City has not scored this half. Here comes Madison Gall for Emily Harold. And here comes Katie Leidenfrost. He's bringing the seniors off one by one. Leidenfrost for Strohmeyer. Dickman for Gertz. Kenna Adi for Emily Daler. Ashley Kimmon for Emily Sedlowski. Well done, seniors. Well done. Ertz's second free throw good. First point of the half for Rush City comes with 11:20 to play. Piers 59-14. Here's Kimmon on the other end. Missed it. Dickman inside. And a whistle and a held ball called. Dickman got tied up on the rebound with Taylor Lenzen. And the arrow belongs to the Tigers of Rush City. The pass will come into the backcourt. Lenzen will be met by senior guard Madison Gall. Got a screen. Leidenfrost jumps out to switch defensively. Good work to see those players keep working. Here's a little wheeling shot inside that drops in. That is Megan Dick. First points for Megan Dick. 59-16. 10:45 to play. Here's Katie Leidenfrost showing off some ball handling skills. Now Madison Gall. Madison is going to attack. Put it up. Miss. Madison fights for her own rebound. Kimmon has the tip. Off for Brenna Dickman. Out for Katie. Gall. Baseline drive. Bounces it back for Brenna. To the wing for Katie Leidenfrost. Hands it back to Dickman. Now Kenna Adi's got it. Adi tried to turn the corner on the wing. Here's Madison Gall again. Gall. Out top for Brenna. 10:15 to go. Adi's got it on the wing. Kenna, whistle and a hold is called. This will go on Grace Folkema. It'll be her first, only the Tigers second of this half. Here comes Allie Rude in. This Rush City team is not heavily laden with seniors. Madison Biermeyer, one of their starters, the girl that just checked in, Allie Rude, and Amelia Thompson, the three seniors that are likely playing their final game. Tipped out of bounds by that senior, Madison Biermeyer. We are a minute and 11 seconds from running time here. Comes into Kenna Adi. Adi inside for Gall all alone, and Madison scores. First points for Madison Gall tonight. Brittany Schomer comes to the scorer's table. Look at those two orphans on the end of the bench. Lindsay and Alyssa waiting their turn. That's coming. Driving in, spinning is Biermeyer. She didn't bring the ball with her. Now she has to retreat it and pick it up. Guarded by Kenna Adi out there. Adi forced her to pick up her dribble. Don't reach in. There you go. Diedrich now against Leidenfrost. Dickman trying to defend inside, but a nice spinning move by Allie Rude, the senior, gives her 7. She scored Rush City's first 5 points of the game and got 2 more there. Here's Dickman inside. Brenna looking to work her way inside. Lost it. Nice defense inside by Megan Dick of Rush City. 9:15 to go. Here's Rude. Rude will go to the basket and miss it. Tipped by Gall to the floor, and she's able to get a pass off to Leidenfrost. Here comes Katie. Katie ahead for Madison Gall. Madison knocked to the floor. Got it to Kimmon. Ashley now will wait. We're now under 9 minutes and running time in effect. 61-18. Katie, here's an oddie three. It is off. Rebound, Leidenfrost tipped. Tied up with Lenzen, and Lenzen wrestles it away. 8:45 to play, 61-18. Shot from the wing is off. Rebound, Ashley Kimmon away and racing up court. Here's Ashley, left hand, and a foul. Ashley will shoot a pair of free throws. Tiger foul, Taylor Lenzen, her second. And now Alyssa Sedlowski has reported to the table along with Brittany Schomer. And Ashley Kimmons first is a little off. She'll shoot the second here. 8:05 to play. Clock is running. Schomer and Sedlowski come in for Gall and Leidenfrost. So here's Ashley Kimmon for her second free throw. It's up, and this one rattles around and out. Allie Rude controls the rebound. Pioneers 61, Tigers 18. Diedrich out high. This is now Brooke Hahn who's in the game against Brittany Schomer. Adi defending now on the wing. Back out to Rude, guarded by Brenna Dickman. Down to the right corner. Looking inside for Ertz. Tipped by Sedlowski, and Alyssa has a steal. Alyssa ahead to Kimmon. Up ahead to Brittany Schomer. Brittany will put it up, have it hit the bottom of the backboard, taps it in to Dickman, and a foul will send Brenna Dickman to the free throw line. And foul goes on Brooke Hahn, who just checked in. That's her first. So Brenna Dickman for a pair. Brenna just off. Dickman scored her first career points the other night, Friday night, in Uppsala. And now Lindsay Strohmeyer makes an appearance replacing Ashley Kimmon. Clock moving 6.5 minutes to go. Brenna got that one. One for Brenna Dickman tonight, and it's 62-18. Tigers fired inside quickly. They miss, and there's Brittany Schomer with the rebound. Here comes Brittany. Schomer fires it ahead for Lindsay Strohmeyer for Dickman. Dickman trying to post up, goes back out for Brittany. Now Alyssa Sedlowski calls out the play. 6 minutes to go. Alyssa will drive to the corner, hand it off there to Dickman. Now for Lindsay Strohmeyer, a three is off target. Rebound for Diedrich. Coming in was Brittany Schomer forcing a tie-up, and that hustle play keeps a possession for Piers. The arrow in their favor. Here comes Madison Biermeyer for Kayla Diedrich. 5:40 and counting. Schomer will inbounds. Goes to Sedlowski, who hands it back to Brittany. Brittany dribbles out to the wing, looking for some help. Hands it off to Alyssa. Now Adi coming off a curl is fouled. I think it'll be on Biermeyer. Her second, team's fifth. 5:12 to go. Lindsay Strohmeyer to throw it in. Comes out near the midcourt to Alyssa Sedlowski. Alyssa to the top. Ooh, Biermeyer running through a screen. Underneath, Alyssa got loose, and that comes off the rim, and Brenna Dickman battling for the loose ball rebound will foul Amelia Thompson. Brenna gets the foul, and that'll send Thompson to the other end for the bonus. A 1-1 opportunity for senior Amelia Thompson, who hasn't scored tonight. Senior playing her final night of high school basketball with 4:35 and counting running time in effect. It's 62-18 Pioneers. Thompson, the front end of the bonus is up. It's long and a loose ball rebound is out of bounds. Touched last by, I think, either Lindsay or Alyssa. They were both underneath the hoop there. Stays with the Tigers underneath. Biermeier handed the ball by John Leeser in his 60th year of officiating. Into the lane, and John blows the whistle. And a Pioneer reach-in is coming. And this is going to go on Brittany Schomer. Brittany gets her first. Another 1-1 coming. This time it is junior Alexis Ertz. Ertz knocks that one in. She has 6 tonight. Their leading scorer is Allie Rude with 7. She'll try and tie her up there and get the Tigers into the 20-point category. 62-19, now 62-20. Ertz knocks them both home, and the Pioneers come back with Brittany Schomer. Racing ahead, wearing number 11 on her black jersey. Down to the wing for Sedlowski. Alyssa with Dickman posting up. Alyssa works it back out. Flashes four fingers with her left hand to call the play, and a blocking foul is coming as Biermeier ran through a screen. That'll be number 3 on Madison Biermeier. Not the bonus yet. That's only the 6th Rush City foul. It'll be 1-1s after this. In for the Tigers now comes Shea McDonald, a sophomore. And McDonald replaces Biermeier. And she will come out, get a hug from her teammates and coaches. Out front to Kenna Oddie. Oddie for Alyssa Sedlowski. Three-pointer from the wing, a little bit short. Rebound to the corner is run down by Alexis Ertz. 2:35 to play in this playoff game. Piers will play on Friday night. In the next round, entry pass, nobody there, but the Pioneers do tip it out of bounds. Right idea for the Tigers, though. They're still working hard. Here comes Maggie Roth in. Roth for Thompson. Another senior that exits. And the only one left out there now of their 3 seniors is number 32, Allie Rude. She gets the entry pass, gives it up now to Brooke Hahn. From the corner, a 3 is off target. Rebound to the opposite corner. Run down by Sedlowski, trying to save it in, but threw it to a Tiger. Now out front, Brooke Hahn. Entry pass. Here is Rude up for 2. Allie Rude with 9 tonight. Nice catch by Allie inside. A minute 50 to go. 62-22. Here's Kenna Oddie. Schomer drives the lane. Brittany to the corner for Kenna Oddie. Back out for Alyssa Sedlowski. Wants Lindsay to cut through the lane. Doesn't get her the ball, though, leaves it off instead to Brittany Schomer. Appears certainly in no hurry here to force up shots. And as I say that, Lindsay hits a 3. Lindsay Strohmeyer for 3. And that makes it 65-22, 75 seconds to play. Stopping on the wing is Brooke Hahn, defended and knocked away by Brittany Schomer. They let him play on, though. Hahn picks it up again. 1 minute to go. Dickman now playing some good defense out on the wing. Roth tries to drive, stolen. Here comes Alyssa Sedlowski. Alyssa lays it up, missed it. Rebound and a whistle and a held ball to the Tigers. And Rush City will use the opportunity to bring Grace Folkema in, and Allie Rude will come to the bench. Allie Rude will sit. And she gets a hug from her dad, the AD and assistant over there. She will finish with 9 tonight. 30 seconds to play. Looking inside, Dickman with a deflection, and Brenna pulls it away for a steal. Here comes Brittany Schomer, and a foul will send Brittany to the free throw line. 16 seconds to go, and they will likely stop the clock here. Folkema will get the foul. Time is going to expire if we don't get a stoppage here. 3 seconds left. They do stop it, so Brittany's a little bit short. So let's get this point, Brittany. They stop it with 1.2 seconds. Peter and Derek are probably listening and saying, come on, little sis. She made it. Brittany scores, and that's going to make the final. Pierce, 66. Rush City, 22. The Pioneers are moving on in 6AA with a convincing win tonight. They will play on Friday against either Holdingford or Royalton.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Cerebacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lash's Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Litke's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shogun, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies Oil, Piers Service, Piers Foods, Vernon Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpiers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Pioneer coach Matt Pepping joins me on the postgame show. Coach, team did what they needed to do, take control of this game early, get out of here injury-free, feel good about your game going into Friday.
Yeah, we played pretty well tonight. Took control early and coasted to the victory, and it's nice to get everyone in.
Yeah, it is nice when you can spread the ball around, spread the wealth, so to speak, get a lot of points. It's kind of the story. A lot of girls able to score, put points in the scoring column. No one player really standing out above anybody else.
Yeah, that's what we're going to need. If we're going to win Friday, we're going to have everyone chipping in. and hopefully this trend continues.
Overall, the game plan coming in, we talked, was transition, and boy, that certainly did to be, it wasn't like you put a suffocating press. It was often that second pass that you were jumping on, resulting in a lot of breakaways.
Yeah, Emily Savlosky had a bunch of layups that first half, second half, early too. And the girls got going. Courtney was aggressive. Gertz up top. Everyone played well tonight.
Emily Daler showed that what she's been able to do throughout her career, that step outside. You know, everybody thinks of Emily, a big, strong girl inside and dominates on the glass and good post plays, but she can shoot as well from deep, knocks down a couple of threes for you. Good balance from outside.
Yeah, if she can keep shooting well from the outside, that's an added threat for us and a huge threat for us.
Any thoughts on Friday then? I don't know. Somebody sent me a message that Holdingford was down at half to Royalton.
Okay, Royalton's been playing a lot better basketball lately.
I haven't seen a final, but that's the report from a certain head football coach.
So. All right, so we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck Friday, Coach.
Thanks.
Coach Pepping of the Pioneers, they seized control and never let it go tonight as they win going away. 66-22 is the final score. We'll give you the point totals after this.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's and Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Thanks again for all the community support as we navigate through this pandemic. Get involved in Pierce Athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil. Natural, healthy, perfect.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Pioneers are advancing with a 66-22 win over Rush City tonight. We have one upset in Section 6AA tonight as Kimball scores on a buzzer beater, and Kimball eliminates St. Cloud Cathedral tonight, 43-42. That's an 11 over a 6. Kimball beat Cathedral. So Albany a win. Albany wins 85-16 over Long Prairie Gray Eagle tonight. Just scrolling through here. It was Foley winning tonight. The Falcons, the number, where are they on my bracket? The 7 seed. Foley wins that one big, 65-27 over number 10, Osakis. It was Sauk Center eliminating Melrose tonight. That was a 61-25 final score. See, I don't have anything on Spectrum Malacca. I don't have anything on Royalton Holdingford. Hey, Drew. Get a little picture here with the best hockey player in Pierce. Drew Sedlowski. Let's see. If I just scrolling through Twitter here as I kill time. Pine City girls were up at half, 28-16. That's the latest update there. So we have, of the 8 games tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are finals. Outstanding scores on Spectrum at Malacca. That's the 9-8 game. The winner gets Albany. We're waiting for the Holdingford Royalton score. The winner of that one gets this Piers Pioneer team. Nothing on Pine City Mora for a final yet. Pine City up at halftime. The winner gets Kimball, an upset 43-42 win over Cathedral. 7 seed Foley wins. They will go to number 2 Sauk Center Friday night. Main Streeters win 61-25. Falcons win 65-27. So far, all but one game has held true to form as far as the seeds go. And the only upset was the 11 seed Kimball Cubs over number 6, St. Cloud Cathedral.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Piers win 66-22. Every other game is final except for the Pioneers' upcoming opponent. Royalton and Holdingford are in overtime in Holdingford. The winner of that one gets the Pioneers. Everything else is final tonight. Before we get to the finals in 6AA, 9 points for Allie Rood, 7 for Alexis Ertz, 3 for Taylor Lenzen, Megan Dick with 2. Grace Folkema has 1 tonight for the Tigers. They will end their season tonight with an overall record of 10 wins, 9 losses. The Pioneers get everybody into the game tonight, and most of them scored. They are led by 14 from Courtney Strohmeyer, 12 Kiara Olish, Emily Sedlowski has 10. 10 as well for Emily Daler, 7 for Emily Harold, 6 for Alyssa Gertz, 3 for Lindsay Strohmeyer, Madison Gall with 2, Brenna Dickman with 1, Brittany Schomer with 1, but everybody got in, including Ashley Kimmon, Katie Leidenfrost, Alyssa Sedlowski, and Kenna Otte. The finals tonight that we have, and again, the other one is in overtime, the only one we don't have, is Holdingford Royalton, overtime in Holdingford tonight. The finals are, and so far there is one upset. It was number one seed Albany winning big, 85-16 over Long Prairie Gray Eagle. They will get Malacca on Friday. The Wolves edge Spectrum tonight, the 9 seed, 51-47. In the bottom part of the bracket, third seed Pine City, 64-30 over number 14 Mora. And it was number 11 Kimball pulling off the upset tonight, buzzer beater to knock off 6th seed Cathedral, 43-42. So it'll be the Cubs and Dragons in Pine City on Friday. Foley moves on, the Falcons, with a 65-27 win over 10th seed Osakis. They will get the 2nd seeded Sox Center Main Streeters. Sox Center moves by Melrose, 61-25. Again, we're waiting on the final in overtime right now between 4th seed Holdingford and 13th seed Royalton. The winner of that game gets Piers. If Royalton can come out on top, they would come to Piers here as a 13 seed. If Holdingford gets the win in extra time, Piers will go to Holdingford for a 5-4 matchup. So we will have to wait. We can tell you that the Pioneers will send 5 wrestlers to Foley on Saturday for section individual state prelims. Pioneers still have 2 individuals in the finals tonight. What do you got? Oh, okay. Well, let me get out of here then. I will leave here as for some reason they want me in the other room. So we're going to leave as the Pioneers are victorious and moving on to Friday. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here for another night of action. We're back here tomorrow night as the Pioneer boys start their playoff run in Section 7AA. They get the Virginia Devils. Virginia and Piers, and that is a 6 o'clock game, 6 p.m. tomorrow night right here on You Are There Sports.